Thanks, Aaron. 6:54, and this is the time of day that a lot of people like to get up, get in shape, get their fitness out of the way. Not necessarily us. We like to sit and joke around.
Well, you know what? If they would start the damn show later, then I could do some fitness, like at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, like a normal job.
Who better to have in the Virgin Radio Factory with us this morning to whip us into shape here at a normal fitness time? But former WWE champion Trish Stratus. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here this morning.
No problem.
So you are in town. You've got this brand new business venture where you are really promoting yoga, which is a little bit different because a lot of people know you, well, as a fitness model, but also as a wrestler.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, it's funny. People say I'm promoting yoga, but it's crazy. I'm not. Isn't it like it's such a lifestyle thing that I'm doing right now, and I've been doing it for so many years that I feel like even at the studio that I own in Toronto, when I'm there, I don't feel like I'm pitching something to someone. I'm really like, this is really amazing. It makes you feel awesome. You should try it. I mean, I've been trying it for a few years. Give it a whirl. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been doing. So yeah, the yoga's been part of my life since wrestling, thankfully. Not thankfully, but I actually had a herniated disc from the wrestling, and that's how I discovered yoga.
That's what I was going to ask you. That was discovering yoga through rehabbing injuries that you suffered in the ring.
Yeah, as a wrestler, like the idea of yoga, not at all. I thought I'll be sitting there doing my to-do list. I'm like, I gotta sweat. I gotta go to the gym.
Gotta hit somebody with a chair.
You know, that kind of thing, right? That's what I do. And then the yoga just was like someone suggested it. I was faced with either go have surgery or try this physiotherapy. The physiotherapy, I was 2 months in. Vince McMahon's calling me going, so are you ready to come back or what's going on? And I couldn't sit for more than 30 minutes at a time. So I was like, all right, I'll just try anything. So this new, you know, hot yoga was all the rage back then. It was like 6 years ago. And I walked into my first hot yoga studio and it was like, it just right away, my body was like, yep, you need to do this. Keep doing it. So my physiotherapist said, you know, I don't know if you should. You should just kind of stick with my program. And I just, sometimes you got to listen to your body. Mm-hmm. And I just knew it's working. And then 2.5 months later, did it every single day, totally reversed the damage, went back and continued to kick butt. And that was it. And then it just like, I thought, okay, I'll just do it for my, you know, to rehab my back. And then it just stuck with me. And then it's now part of my life.
Very cool. Trish Stratus, former WWE Women's Champion, is going to stay with us for a moment. When we come back, wrestling with Snooki from Jersey Shore and more yoga chat too after Justin Timberlake on Virgin. Today's best mix, Virgin Radio with Justin Timberlake. 7:01, sunshine today and a high of 24, nothing but sunshine through the weekend to enjoy it. It's 14 degrees in Vancouver. We are joined in the Virgin Radio Factory this morning by former WWE Women's Champion and current yoga enthusiast Trish Stratus, who is actually in Vancouver. She's going to be doing a couple of different appearances at different London drugstores tomorrow. We'll give you the exact locations and times for those in just a couple of moments. It's to launch her new Stratosphere Living line of fitness products. That includes workout DVDs, nutrition programs, yoga mats, fitness gloves, and more.
Okay, I'm glad you're here to talk about yoga, Trish, because here is the thing with yoga for me. It never feels like enough of a workout. The people who do yoga religiously look great, but I always think to myself, if I've only got an hour and 1.5 hours to do exercise, then I really want to burn calories.
100%. I was the same way, because for me, I thought, well, this isn't a workout. I'm doing this to rehabilitate my back. I'll get back to the gym eventually. And then I started realizing, like, oh my gosh, I'm actually getting a full body, because there's so many different styles. Mm-hmm. So when you find the right style, that's when you can start really, really targeting. I was doing hot yoga at that point. And then I switched over to Ashtanga, which is, people are like, what's that? It's the one Madonna does. So you look at her arms, you're like, she's doing something, right? Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's doing, this is more vigorous. You've got a lot of arm balancing. And so you're using your muscles. And that's what I struggled with as well. So coming from that workout background, I would say I got like, you know, so I mean, I was totally into yoga. I like got certified. I did yoga retreats. I opened up a yoga studio. It was all my life. And I could honestly say that my body, I became a yoga body. When I say that, I've been known to have a rear, a nice rear at times. It's been said to me. And
you were Kim Kardashian before Kim Kardashian.
This is one of those moments where I'm thinking, should I agree? Should I say yes? Should I just say nothing? I'll say nothing.
Awkward moment.
Awkward.
Yeah, gluteus maximus was developed at one point due to some training. Okay. The yoga workout, not so much, right? Everybody, I'm flexing.
The gun. Trish has brought the gun show.
We are not flexing because we don't really have any guns.
I'm sitting very comfortably. Trish Stratus is with us, former WWE Women's Champion. She's going to be at London Drugs tomorrow in Langley on 66th Avenue from noon till 1, and then from 3 to 4 at the London Drugs at Brentwood Town Center in Burnaby to launch the Stratosphere Living line of fitness products. We've been talking about yoga. One thing my wife wanted me to ask you, is how, when you're kicking ass, taking names, swinging chairs in the ring, how do you keep your nails perfectly manicured? How do you not chip a nail when you're doing that in the ring?
Well, I guess it's because they're big movements and you don't really need, they're not small little movements. It's so funny you said that because I literally just took off all my nail. I saw your tweet.
I tweeted about that last night. Sorry to sideline the story. Chris was talking about the gun show. Now I'm checking out the bling show.
Oh.
Holy ring.
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah.
Look at that. Okay, anyway, sidebar.
Are you sure you're not a girl?
I know.
You're asking nails about manicures and diamonds.
I swear to God, this is a question for my wife about the manicure. Okay,
the wife that nobody's seen.
Do these nails look manicured to you?
Is your wife like Pokeroo? What's going on? What's up?
Snuffleupagus, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, manicure, it just happens to work out. And then I only wrestled for 4 times a week, so I would say probably on the 5th day is when my nails all broke and fell off. And maybe it'd be re-glued on.
Okay.
And it's kind of ironic how now that I'm retired, I don't have those crazy nails anymore. You'd think it'd be the other way around.
It'd be hard to do, though, with yoga, right? Like, there's just – isn't it
– You know what? Long nails are kind of unnecessary.
Yeah.
I actually felt they were part of my Trish Stratus costume.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't need these anymore. I'm retired. Click.
You were retired, but you worked WrestleMania this year, and Trish was tag team partners with Snooki from Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Is Snooki down with the yoga?
You know, Snooki's been looking real good right now. She's training, and I'm not saying that she's doing my yoga, but, you know, I showed her a few moves here and there.
All right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In between drinking all the gin, Snooki's trying to, like...
It's all about balance.
Okay, before we let you go, how many times do you think for somebody, because we always say, okay, this is a really great fitness trend, this is something you could do, how many times a week before you start to see results?
I would say... Go with a nice 3 times a week because you can always build from there.
Trish Stratus, former WWE champion, launching the Stratosphere Living line of fitness products tomorrow. London Drugs, 66th Avenue in Langley from noon to 1, and then from 3 to 4 at London Drugs, Brentwood Town Center in Burnaby. And you can check out the new Sweat Equity magazine, which features Trish on the cover.
We'll get this all up on our Facebook page, too, facebook.com/Nat and Drew. So if you missed the locations and stuff, you can look up the addresses there.
And everybody should Twitter me and tweet me and all that stuff.
That always sounds rude when somebody says that.
I know. You
Twitter
say,
me.
Twitter me.
Twitter me.
And you know what? We're like the wrong generation. You can tell when we say Twitter me because it's not. It's tweet me.
We're not. It's
we're
tweet
trying
me.
To be like,
we sound old and out of touch.
I like to say hit me up. It's like totally old school.
Everybody hit me up at TrishStratus.com. Hit me up with the tweet.
Oops. And give Trish major props.
No.
And word to your mother? No. Okay.
No. Trish. Raise the roof, y'all.
Yo.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right.
We should stop.
We're out. Thanks, Trish.
Virgin Radio's Nat and Drew.